Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin with the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon the most exalted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear children, the story we covered last time was titled The Result of Haughtiness. And it was about a man called Jalba ibn Aham Ghassani who became Muslim. And then whilst he was doing tawaf, there was a poor person next to him who by accidentally stood on his cloth. And because he stood on his cloth, that when Jalba walked forward, the cloth came off. So it exposed him. Jalba got very angry and struck him so hard that he broke his teeth. The poor man went to Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu decided that in the same way the teeth were broken for the poor person, Jalba should also have his teeth broken. Now Jalba wanted an extra day to think about this. So what happened was when Jalba had the extra day, he was given permission by the poor man to have the extra day. He left, he joined the Romans, he renounced Islam, and sadly that's how he died as a non-Muslim. Because his intention was incorrect, and because he was too proud of trying to save his face, and also he joined Islam and accepted Islam for the wrong reasons. Today's story is titled The Curse of Gambling. The Curse of Gambling. The entire community was celebrating. Sheikh Barber had won the 30,000 prize. He was not a poor man. In fact, he was quite well off. He had a large shop which was operating well. He was not in need of anything. But he continued purchasing prize bonds, hoping for the day when he wins. The entire village was involved in his sickness. Now that he had won the 30,000, there was great excitement. Sheikh Saab first heard the news, he was dumbstruck. His mind was not functioning. Slowly the news dawned in him. He partook of many sweetmeats and also offered it to his friends and family. After the news of this winning spread through the townspeople went out and brought even more bonds, not realizing that this was, after all, gambling, and gambling was haram. On the one side, Sheikh Saab himself went out and bought more and more bonds. This tempo continued for some time in the village until the townspeople heard some news. Everyone was astounded when they heard this news, which was Sheikh Barber was selling his shop. Nobody could believe this news, as everyone thought that he was very wealthy. He had recently won 30,000 in the bonds, and his shop was always a thriving business. A few elderly people of the village went out to meet him. He met them with deep gloom and despondency. Sheikh Saab, what is this we have heard that you are selling your shop?
Yes, you have heard correctly.
They all gave a deep sigh. But why? What has happened? One person asked him.
I am forced to sell since I am deep in debt. I have no other alternative except to sell the shop.
Another one exclaimed in surprise. What are you saying? You have debt, but you are always wealthy and also just recently won 30,000 in prize money.
Yes, it was so, but no more, he said with tears in his eyes.
We don't understand what you're telling us.
Let me tell you what has transpired. However, I make one request that you convey this to the entire village.
No, not the entire village, the entire city.
Better still, to the whole country. There is no benefit in prize bonds, except destruction. What happened to my 30,000 prize money? I was possessed. I bought left, right and centre, hoping for another win. And like this, all my money was finished, and I won nothing again.
Oh no, they exclaimed. The full 30,000 is finished?
Yes, that is what happened. In fact, even after that, I went and took loans too, and wasted this also. So now I have to fulfill those debts.
One villager asked him, what will you do after selling the shop?
I am enveloped by darkness. Please do not ask me any further, implored Sheikh Sahib. They all looked forlornly at him and said nothing further. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from evil acts such as gambling and other bad things that Allah does not like. May Allah protect us, may Allah protect our children, may Allah protect our families. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us on the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what has been heard and said. Ameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين